Ever wonder how much money is in the case in front of the guitar player at your subway stop? New York City is home to a variety of buskers. From that guitarist to the Spanish singer in the park, to the human beatbox on the subway car. All of these artists have their own ways to make as much money as possible. And the first consideration for everyone is location. Music Under New York, or MUNY, governs some of the most coveted spots in the city, in particular the subway stations. Created in 1985 as a way to enliven the daily mundane task of commuting, MUNY permits musicians to play at more than 30 locations throughout the city, based on a rotating schedule that changes every 2 weeks. One of those acts is a doo-wop group called Select Blends. Like most acts, they sell CDs at every performance.
We have free CDs!
I got it!
With a $10 donation!
The group consists of four singers, a bassist, and an electric guitar player, and nearly everyone is a full-time busker. When CD sales are good, each member would have to work 10 hours at a minimum wage job to match what they earn after 3 hours of busking during a busy season. The band's bassist, Steve Wood, lists the group's favorite MUNY locations.
Whitehall, St. George, then Herald Square, and then maybe this one.
This one being Union Square.
There used to be some differences of opinion about this spot, but they all made $100 here last Wednesday. I wasn't here.
Another performer vying for this MUNY spot is Julian Hintz.
I mean, the best place is Union Square because that's where the most cross pattern of traffic is. You know, people from Brooklyn, people from uptown, they all meet there. It's the best place to play as far as getting exposure.
Many performers find Union Square is the most profitable of all the MUNY spots.
And this Frankenstein blows the sands of time and you.
Julian auditioned for MUNY in May as Squeeze Rock and describes his music as accordion alternative.
Oh, Maybelline. Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing things you used to do.
Busking is a complicated game. Many MUNY performers still venture outside its approved locations to make extra cash. They have to budget for CD production, business cards, even website design. Then there's avoiding expensive tickets and charming the crowd into more than just a dollar in the bucket. Susan Kesser is a classically trained violinist who performs in Central Park most weekends.
It's true. This is, you know, for any musician, I highly recommend busking because it's the best way to get yourself out there because it's better than the internet.
For events in Manhattan, Susan charges $200 for the first hour, and the second hour of music goes down to $150.
I'd say that a good at least 60% of my gig offers come from people who pick up my business card when I'm playing. And then they email me because, you know, the customer, they have trust right away. They know what they're getting. They already know how I play. It's like free publicity.
Susan earns enough from busking to support herself and her husband. He works alongside her full time as her manager, security, and roadie. Susan auditioned for MUNY a third time and was accepted into the program this May. She's excited about having a scheduled spot to perform uninterrupted for 3 hours straight and the potential increase in income it will provide. Artists find themselves drawn towards public spaces to promote their art. Even a well-established musician like Michael Bublé performed in the New York subway this year, right as his newest album was being released. Today, the life of a musician often means busking and bringing music to the streets. For WNYC, I'm Molly Socha.